Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're okay. If people didn't know this about you before, and I think most people did, they certainly know it now, that you hate losing with a passion. Where does that come from? Were you always that way, or did this develop in you, this hatred for not winning?
That's the business that we're in. So it's, we're here to win games. I said, after the game, I thought we had a great opportunity to do it. And to go on the road against, really a great football team in their stadium. And you can't ask for a better opportunity than that. And I thought we let it slip away. But, we still got a lot of football left. And hopefully we can rebound this week. We're out in San Diego already. We're out here. And it's pretty early this morning. But, we got to get a jump on the Chargers.
Were you that way, that passionate about winning and hating losing in like junior high and high school as well? Are you that way on the golf course, or is it pretty much contained to NFL football?
No, it's been that way my whole life.
What about when you're playing Candyland with Jack?
I don't let him win, I'll tell you that.
You don't let him win?
He tosses the board if Jack wins.
Yeah. No, I think it may have to do with... when I was a kid, I don't know. I just always, I was just a competitive kid. I punched holes in my wall. I broke, remote controls when I was losing video games.
One of them.
I don't know.
Yeah, one of them. You lose in ping pong, do you crush the ball? That's what I used to do. Crush
the ball
if you lose in ping pong.
Yeah, that or the racket. Yeah. Whatever was handiest.
This one thing that struck me after the game, obviously you weren't in a very good mood, but you made this point that I thought it was a great point about how you approach these things. You said this is what you live for. You don't have a lot of opportunities like this. And I don't think you were referring specifically to playing the Packers in Lambeau. It was just like, you practice a million hours for these one moment where the game is on the line, and you know it, and you feel it, and you let it slip away. I mean, we look at, they'll get them next week or the week after or the playoffs, Super Bowl. But you had this chance to win a big game, in Lambeau, and it slipped away. And that, I think that bothered you more than anything, right?
Yeah, and I think you have, some defining moments in your season. You have some defining moments in, what could be people's careers. And, you have opportunities where you've been on a great run. You have a great, streak of wins going. And the other team had a great streak of wins going, especially at home, was really dominant. And, we said we can't get behind early. We got behind early, but we fought back. We hung in there all game and finally had the opportunity to go ahead. And we couldn't do it. So it was just, we're kind of trying to climb the mountain all day. And we were right at the top, and we had an opportunity to get there. And we kind of let it flounder away. So... yeah, I think that was real. That's a frustrating thing for all of us. I know we all, felt horrible after the game. It was, as we always do when we lose. And then we got out here to San Diego on Sunday night, early Monday morning. And then yesterday we had our meetings. And then, today we're got some meetings today. So it's just, you sit with you for a little bit, and then you got to, you got to move on. You got to move past them, and then you got to focus your energy on the next one, because it doesn't get any easier for us.
I guess this might sound dumb at first, but listening to Belichick after the game, you could tell he was pleased, obviously not with the final score, but with the effort, with the level of play, with the game itself. And I thought back to, and the franchise was in a different spot, and so were you at the time, that first Super Bowl year when you played the Rams in that regular season game on Sunday night. It was a big test against the best team in the league at the time, and it was, again, one of those really highly played games. You happen to lose the game, but you got the
moral
feeling.
Moral victory.
Yeah, well, I don't want to say moral victory, but you got the feeling you guys were a different kind of team. Can you take away things from a devastating loss? I know you're upset. I know you're pissed off. We saw it on the sideline. You weren't thrilled. But can you take away positives from a loss like Sunday Lambeau?
I think that I would say that truthfully, I feel like we can – felt like we should have won, so I don't think there's a lot of consolation. I feel like we're capable of winning every time we take the field, and maybe back in 2001 we didn't feel like that all the time because we didn't really prove that.
Right.
But I think what we've seen over the course of this season, we've seen the best teams in the AFC, certainly with the three division leaders at this point. We played some other pretty really some pretty good teams, teams that are, you know, right in the thick of the playoffs. And you know, and then now to see a team in the NFC and to think that, you know, which we beat the Lions and they were tied for first when we played them. And then Green Bay was first in their division. And you know, so I just felt like we were going to win that game. And I just really, you know, we went into the game, you know, just realizing that how important the game was and what we needed to do to rise to the occasion. And you know, I don't think you could ask for anything more than, you know, having a chance to go ahead with 3.5 minutes to go, you know, in the game. And that's, you know, someone said, all right, you got a chance from the 20-yard line with 3.5 minutes left. You know, do you like your chances? I mean, I think, you know, everyone in our locker room would have loved them. We just, you know, we just didn't get it done.
Hey, Tom, also part of the business that you have chosen is the post-game next day dissection and analysis of what went well and why it did and what went badly and why it did. Much of the talk is questioning or wondering why the run wasn't emphasized more based on the fact that the Packers were the 30th run defense in the league, and a lot of people seem to think, and I happen to be one of them, that you might have gone away from the run a little too soon. Can you address that?
Well, you know, that's a great question. Truthfully, we didn't run many plays. I think that's a big issue. We were talking about that yesterday with, you know, we're always trying to find our balance offensively. And when you play from behind the whole game, it's hard sometimes to find your balance, especially when you run and when your play counts like in the mid-50s like it was. I mean, we've had plenty of games, I'd say, like against the Colts or even against Detroit the last few weeks where we were in the high 80s. So when you're in the high 80s, you can, you know, you can run it, you know, a lot. You know, you can run it 35, 40 times. And when your play counts in the mid-50s, you know, you're really losing the whole game. It's hard to get to play. And the reason why that is because we didn't convert, you know, in the first two third downs of the game. You know, we were third and one and we didn't get it. And then we were third and five and we gained 4.5, which we were off the field, which up until 5 minutes left in the second quarter, we had the ball for 5 minutes. So, you know, you can't run a lot of plays when your defense on the field the whole night because the offense can't stay on the field. That's really where the complimentary football comes into play. When you can't convert on third down like we didn't convert, then your defense is out there. You know, they're going down, kicking field goals and scoring. We're, you know, basically had a 4-and-out and then a 3-and-out to start the game. So, you know, we got to get off to a better start so that we can, you know, achieve the balance we want. We can force the team to play the run and the pass, and then I think that's when we're at our best offensively, which, you know, we really have done a good job of that, I would say, over the last couple of months. We just didn't do a very good job of that last 13 nights ago.
Tom, I sense that you could use a good laugh, a good belly laugh, and I'm here to provide that for you. Some idiot in the Boston Globe writes the following theory about getting away from the run, the subject we were just talking about. And he is suggesting that Bill Belichick saved his game plan for the Super Bowl rematch with the Green Bay Packers. He says, is there any other reason why Belichick and offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels elected to run the ball only 18 times against one of the NFL's worst rushing defenses on Sunday? Why unleash your arsenal for a November game against an NFC opponent you're likely to face exactly 2 months from Monday? Is that about the stupidest thing you've ever heard?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. You know, I don't. Yeah, I got no comment on that. We did everything we can to win, and I think that we, you know, you can always look back and say, you know, we wish we did this. We were running on the last drive of the game, and that's what we're trying to do. Mm. So we're really doing a good job trying to stay balanced. And I would say too that there's a misconception that there's this 30th ranked rush defense that they have. Yeah, that's where their ranking was. I think they were up 50 points at home for like, you know, against the Eagles, against Carolina, against Chicago, and those teams were running it in the third quarter and fourth quarter, gaining like, you know, 12 or 15 yards a carry, right, but the game didn't matter. So, I don't know, stats sometimes can be deceiving. Early in the game, those, you know, they weren't giving up a lot of, you know, rushes, and certainly, you know, when we did run it, we ran it effectively, and we threw it somewhat effectively. We could have been better in certain situations, which would allow us to run the ball even better, so. And it all goes hand in hand, you know, and I think we're all connected on offense and defense and special teams. We just didn't have our best night.
We were going to save this, but the hell with it. It's all anyone's talking about today. A few of your teammates, including Gronk, hung with Justin Bieber last night at the Clippers game. Did you get invited, and do you kicking yourself because you didn't make the trip up?
Did they? Where up in
Gronkowski, Gray, who else was there?
There was Vereen, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they were gonna. Well, they
ended up at the Playboy Mansion, buck naked. Gronk had a lampshade on his head.
Well, it was actually, yeah. Gray was there at first, but he was 6 minutes late. So Bieber said, "You can't hang out with us." He's rough like that too.
But I guarantee you, the Bieber said, "Where's Tom?
Were you invited?"
You know, I'm not doing anything like that. That time has come and gone in my life. So I was doing a lot of charger work last night, sleeping. So. This is my first time with my kids for a while, so I finally get some decent sleep. So
what?
You know, those guys should go out and have fun. They're young guys. You know, it's a Monday night. It's there's an off day today for the players, so you know that's the time for them to go do some fun things. Honestly, it's probably fun for them to enjoy. You know, there's a camaraderie about with your teammates when you're outside of the football building, and it's good for those guys to do those types of things.
Yeah, it was a Clippers game. It looked like a good time, and but, I don't think they knew Biebs was there. Did they?
No, he just happened to be there. Well,
yeah, what will you do, Tom? It's a pretty cool spot you're in, Southern California. It's warm. I know there's a lot to do and see in San Diego. How much fun will you have? Like, 10 minutes or 2 hours, or how much free time will you allow yourself?
Truthfully, guys, it's a game week, so I don't have a lot of time during a game week to do much, and especially, yesterday was like a normal Monday, and there's a lot of work to be done on Monday. Tuesday, today, I probably have a little more time, but, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are just like a normal week, so there's really no touch to anything. It's just, it's not like it's February, March, or April when you got a lot of, even when I'm not thinking about it, I'm thinking about it, so. I just plan on getting my work done and resting up and trying to, play great game this weekend. I think that's what I need to do. That's what the team needs from me. So, that's kind of my focus.
Hey, Tom, as a practical matter, is it tougher to prepare and study and practice when you're not in your own facility?
No, not necessarily. I think, it depends on, how focused you are, and I think Coach always does a good job, no matter where we're at, of getting us ready to go. So it'll be an intense week of practice, especially coming off a loss. And I think there'll be, we have very high expectations for this week. So, we have a lot of veteran leadership and, the guys that are going to, need to really step up and start playing their best football this time of year. That's what we're going to need. So, we talked a lot about that yesterday. It is kind of nice to cut down on some of the travel and just, we know we're here, we're settled. But, there's a lot of time in the hotel to, watch film, be with your teammates, talk about the game, talk about what we got to do. So in some way, it's probably maybe more intense than normal because you don't have any family or friends around. You could just, focus on football and get your treatment and get ready to play.
Yeah, I was watching the start of the third quarter. I was going to ask you, watching it on Sunday, so it's 3rd and 13, I think it was, from the 17th. The first drive started the third quarter, and you want to take a timeout. It's like 40 or 50 seconds into it. Is it make more sense in that spot to eat the 5 yards and not take the timeout? I mean, is it when you look at it overall in big picture?
Possibly. I thought about that as soon as I did it. I felt at that point all of our possessions were pretty critical. So if we could save 5 and make a third down conversion, that would have been big. As it turned out, we didn't get a chance to do it. But, you may hate to waste timeouts at that point in the game. That's a great point. You need those, especially on the road in the second half of these games, to win them, so we can't make mistakes like that.
And was there ever any conversation, because we talked about it here yesterday, other shows did as well, of going for it on 4th and 18, as crazy as that sounds? Was there ever any discussion before that play?
No. We went for it earlier on the drive on the 4th and 3, whatever that was. And then, if we make the field goal, it's a 2-point game with, hopefully if something on defense, you get, you got 2.5 minutes to go 40 yards. So if you get the ball on a punt return. So, I thought, you know, we didn't really do our job offensively, and special teams, you know, we didn't come through there, and then defensively we didn't come through. So it was really all of us. It was a team effort at the end that really allowed them to close us out. And we need to be on the other side of that. You know, we need to be the ones that are executing at our best when it matters the most. And we'll hopefully use that as a learning experience to understand what it takes to win against great teams on the road. You know, when it matters most this time of year, when it's, you know, the weather's inclement, it's whatever, 15-degree wind chill, and you know, you got an opportunity to take advantage and go win the game. We got to figure out how to do that.
All right, Tom, quarterback question of the week. We'll get you out of here with this. You can grab your sticks and head up to Torrey Pines. Brought to you by your New England Cadillac dealers. Visit NewEnglandCadillac.com for exceptional offers. What does the leash do for you? Everybody wants to know, what the hell's the story with the
real
leash?
Leash or the figurative one that he has?
No, 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 the real one.
When he's home.
Oh, man. That's just a leash. You know, it's a resistance band. So it's just, you know, when it's cold out, I was just trying to stay warm, and that helps me stay really warm. It's a great exercise to do. So, you know, when I'm out there in the game, I don't get a lot of chance to run around, and, you know, like the receivers are running the whole game. So I just like to stay, you know, really loose and, you know, as loose as I can in inclement weather. So that's what that was for. It's just a leash. And that's pretty good.
I assume the wife has a designer one with, like, little rhinestones on it, right?
It's got his name on it.
I got no comment on that one.
All right, either. Tom. Good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks, guys.